And on this Thursday, each Thursday, this time we get together with the Austin Public Schools. And today, an honor, as always, to welcome our superintendent, Mr. David Krenz, joins us this morning. Good to see you. You walked in the door, and I mean, it's so cold outside. I'm like, man, we're graduating this week, and it's cold. Oh, wait, no, we're not at graduation. I usually see an end of the year and beginning of the year.
Normally, that's correct. But maybe it's a good sign that I'm bringing some warm weather with me.
We'll give you credit for the warm weather tomorrow. No, you do have something very important to talk about. And when I got the email about it, and it said our topic today was tiered busing, and I went, huh? I'd never heard of such a thing. And so that was what you wanted to explain so that the people who use the buses, the students use buses, we can understand the reasons why. So what, for people to know, what is tiered busing?
Thanks, John, for the opportunity to kind of define what tiered busing is and explain why the district has been looking at it. We've had a transportation obviously is a huge part of what we do with schools. We transport on a daily basis, several thousand of our students, and it's very important that we're doing it most effectively and efficiently for the health and welfare and timeliness for our families and for the school district. Tiered busing is something that has been around a long time. As a district, Austin has stayed away from it, mainly because we've been able to handle the busing and seem to do it pretty well with a one-tiered system. One-tiered means one bus goes out on a single route, picks up all the students on that route, whether they're seniors in high school or first graders at an elementary school. So you have multiple age students. What that happens, especially as our enrollments have increased over the last few years from somewhere around 4,200 to over 5,200 students now, our buses have gotten significantly more crowded. Now, we've tried to add buses. Again, that becomes an expense. But the main concern is trying to find bus drivers to fill those. Mm-hmm. And as employment, as unemployment goes down and employment goes up, it's been more and more difficult. And again, bus driving is a part-time job, so it's very difficult to find those. But the main reason is for the effectiveness, efficiency, and the safety and utmost timeliness for our students. So you look at tiered busing, it basically means that we would run two tiers over the same route. Now, people might think, well, boy, that's kind of ineffective and inefficient. Well, it is and it isn't, because you're not always picking up the same kids at each location. So you're stopping in multiple different locations. So some of those stops would necessarily be ended. So what you're looking at effectiveness is that you'd put grade alike kids on similar routes. So as we're looking at it and what we examined and looked at other districts throughout the state is trying to keep our kindergarten through sixth graders on one bus route, mm-hmm. and then our secondary, our seventh through 12th grade, on another route. And that really eliminates a lot of the things that parents are worried about my kids riding with older kids and what are they hearing, what's going to happen, and those sort of things. So from a student safety, if you want to call it that, not that our kids aren't safe, but just on exposure type of things, because right. High school kids are different than elementary kids, and we all know that. So we look at that side of it. The other thing, because of the nature of the district, we've had transfer stations. Similar to bus transfer stations on a commercial route, you bring people to a central location and then distribute them to where they need to go. We've had to have that same system. So a lot of our students have had to come to a central location. In this case, it's the high school, mm-hmm. be dropped off there and then transferred to another bus to go to their middle school or an elementary school or whatever it may be. And that's been a lot of confusion. And honestly, a lot of concern by parents. So we'd be eliminating those transfer stations as well. So really you'd look at that kindergarten through sixth grade on a route, They'd stay on that route, be dropped off at their elementary, the kindergarten center, or I.J. Holton. And then a second route would come and pick up the 7th through 12th graders. And again, they'd be dropped off at their respective place, either Ellis Middle School or the high school. And this would really eliminate a lot of the concerns that parents have. And one other thing, because of the transfer stations, because of everybody trying to get to one place, their school, and then start at the same time, you've had a lot of unscheduled time for students. So that means they're supervised, but it's time where it's unstructured, the kids are free to do this and that. And this would eliminate a lot of that, so we could shorten the bus routes, have them come to school in a more effective time, closer to the school start time, be picked up closer to the school in time and delivered home in a more timely fashion. So we're looking at it. We're sending out a survey of all of our parents to get their feedback before any final decision is made, because we want to make sure that, number one, parents are aware of it, and number two, that we can address any concerns that they may have.
Because someone may ask something, you're like, didn't think of that. You know, there may be something out there you're just not aware of at the moment. I like the idea, because anyone who's been around the high school either morning or especially afternoon, it is so congested there to begin with. And you've got all those transfers going on, a lot of buses there to eliminate that. Just the efficiency of that alone. And I would think kids in a tiered system would be on the bus a shorter amount of time if they have to make that extra stop and transfer buses, too.
Absolutely. And the other congested place is at IJ and Ellis. Mm. I did get one call as we've rolled this out from a parent who is concerned about, well, efficiency. Isn't it more efficient to have all the 5th and 8th graders? Yeah, but in terms of safety and congestion, it isn't. If anyone is around at IJ and Ellis and having all, there's 1,400 to 1,500 students who come into IJ and Ellis at the same time now. So you divide that up, and we can more effectively and efficiently use that front bus drop-off, the parent drop-off areas, so we try to eliminate some of that congestion in the morning and after school also.
Yeah, and I know there's probably people going to say, well, why don't you do elementaries, your middle and Ellis and IJ, and then high school, 3 tiers, but it's like, that's just a logistical nightmare. That's way too many buses trying to do way too much.
It is, and believe me, we've looked at all options, and that's why it's been a year and a half, almost 2 years on studying this. What other districts do? How can we be effective and efficient at the same time? And maybe, you know, after we do this, if it does come to fruition and we find that, oh, maybe that would be more. It's not as if once something's put in place, we're static.
Right.
And we try to adjust and be as nimble as possible.
All right. Before we go to run real quick, I just want to ask or let people know, they're going to be parents who are using the buses, their students using the bus, will receive a survey, or will they be called, or is it mailed out?
It's a feedback form that'll be coming out today through their parent portal. So please be looking for that.
Okay, and then just respond as quickly as possible. And again, a lot more input before this is put in place. Perfect world, would you try to do it for next school year?
Yes, if at all possible. But again, that's why we're trying to get it done. You know, people say, well, gee, next year is 6 months away. Well, that's right around the corner, and we're beginning to plan for that.
Yeah, not when you're working the logistics of a school district. Next year is like starting tomorrow already.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the information, and I really hope people engage and check that out and make sure they get their opinions heard, because it is important. Appreciate
Thank you.
You coming out today.